The gentlewoman from Florida.
Well, there you go. There's the House of Representatives, everybody, clearly representing the ideas and interests of American citizens. Oh, wait, no. They're about to shovel off another $60.8 billion into the direction of a comedian crossdresser who is our only hope of defeating the Hatlers known as Pippins in Ukraine. Yeah, no, that's dumb. That doesn't make any sense. These are just criminals over here. These are just money laundering criminals, allegedly, of course. That type of rhetoric, by the way, won't be tolerated. Right? How dare you question the unwavering support of all of these people in Washington, D.C. to send billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of more dollars to Ukraine. But that Ukraine's not even going to get, by the way. This money's never going to make it to Ukraine. It's going to land in all of these idiots' pockets over here. And again, I know, saying that type of stuff is mean, Ziz. Better watch that political rhetoric, especially you maggots out there. Why? Why is that? By the way, here's one of those people that's upset with Donald Trump using the term bloodbath. One of the people out there saying, blood old blumps rhetoric's going to get somebody killed. Here's Nate McMurray, and he's running for a rep seat, I believe, in New York. And he's saying, Slava Ukrainians. Slava Ukrainians. I think that's Latin for he's got small boys in his closet. Is that what that means? It's been a while since I've had Latin, allegedly, of course. Anyhow, die, MAGA, die, you lose. Oh. Okay, well, we better get Blottle Blumpf off all those ballots to save democracy because Donald Trump's an incitement to violence. What? I mean, how is that not a direct death threat? If you are a MAGA-identified representative in Congress, didn't he just threaten you? Huh? Marjorie Taylor Greene, right? Lauren Boebert. Aren't there some lawmakers who identify as MAGA? Didn't he just tell you to die? I mean, seems like we should get somebody's door knocked on over here. I think Nate McMurray is death threatening people, right? You lefties, you're so good at dog whistles. Oh my God! Look at that straight white man. He said salutations. I believe he just said he wanted to kill black people who are gay. No, he was saying good morning. Oh my God, good morning? Everybody knows good morning is a remnant holdover from slavery's time and it means kill black people. No, it doesn't. Good morning? Huh? Boy, you guys are so good at interpreting dog whistles, not so good at seeing just straight up death threats. Die, MAGA, die. Again, from a dude running for office in New York because he cares so much about Ukraine. No, that doesn't make any sense. This is Gateway Pundit over here. Watch Democrat representatives wave Ukrainian flags on the House floor after voting to give them another $60.8 billion. Here's the anti-war left celebrating more war money to keep wars going. And in an area where they're not going to win. They can't win. Another $60 billion. If it even made it to Ukraine, you would be better off setting it on fire. They're celebrating this because they're stealing our money. They're stealing our money. Everybody involved in this right here, they've got family members who are attached to the hip of the military-industrial complex, and they're going to get this money. That's why they're all interested in this. The Democrats, the Republicans, everybody's interested in this because they all go line their pockets. And all this is going to do is prolong this mess in Ukraine and get more dead people. That's all you're going to get over. You're going to get more hamburger, more dead people. This isn't going to solve anything. The place is a big mess over there. And they're waving Ukrainian flags. Looks like an insurrection to me, boys. Have these idiots ever waved American flags? Have they ever passed any legislation in fucking Congress and they waved American flags? What about the American flag? Look at that. We did it, everybody. We did it, everybody. No, they hate this country. There you go. Democrat members of Congress and a bunch of rhino Republicans in Congress are sending more money to Israel. To Palestine. We're funding both sides of that war. I mean, this is fucking criminal. Oh, man, yeah. Hey, let's give Iran some more money, too. Let's do that. Billions and billions and billions more dollars to Iran so they could send more rockets to Israel. Then we'll give Israel a bunch of more money so then they can blow up the rockets that we paid for in Iran. And then we'll give the Palestinians some more money, and let's give the Ukrainians some more. Let's give everybody more money. That makes a lot of sense. Meanwhile, Americans are struggling to get through the grocery store in this country. But yet every single one of their representatives over here in Washington, D.C. is busy stealing from them. These are all thieves right here. They're all thieves. And if you call this out or you want to impede their ability to steal from us, well, then they'll threaten to kill you. They'll threaten to kill you. While at the same time telling you that Donald Trump's rhetoric is a threat to democracy. No, you're a bunch of idiot commies. And you're dangerous. You're dangerous firebugs over here. And when we win this election, we're going to swing back around and we're going to grab people like Nate McMurray and we're going to drag you through all of this court nonsense that you do to our side. Everything, our side for walking in the Capitol, for walking across the lawn of the Capitol, for saying good morning. You want to hold all types of investigations. You want to ruin people's lives by dragging them through these kangaroo courts. Okay. Well, here you just threatened a bunch of people. Donald Trump is MAGA. You just said this guy just threatened Donald Trump. That's die Donald Trump die, and don't pull the Bart Simpson the MAGA the. Don't pull that on us. Well, we gotta investigate you. Hey guys, thank you so much for watching the video, support channel. We kept up today on Nate McMurray threatening to kill people. Wow, that's weird. Hit that subscribe button and make way because the salt must flow.